It's time now for Starting Labs, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Let's take a look at the Paola lineup. 4-15 on the season. They finished 1-9 in the Frontier League. Coached by former Lady Hornet Jamie Butler in her fourth season, she's 31-50 at Paola, was on that 2010 National Championship team. She'll go with Jocelyn Fuller, a 5'7 senior, Breland Wicker, a 5'10 junior, Amanda Pitzer, a 5'8 sophomore, Abby Ediger, a 5'10 junior, and Audra Downham, a 5'8 sophomore. For Emporia High, fourth-ranked team in 5A, 17-1 on the season, 9-0 in the Centennial League, the Centennial League champs for the first time since 1997. Coached by Carolyn Dorsey in year number 11, 148-83. Carolyn Dorsey goes for 149 tonight, and if she can win tomorrow, she'll get 150 against Washburn Rural. Back to the original starters here tonight. Ryan Peake, 5'9 senior, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Addie Kermer, 5'7 senior, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Emil Bennett, 5'4 senior, 4 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Lexi DeWitt, 5'5 senior, 9 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. And Alexa Shively, 5'5 senior, at 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists the contest. There are your starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Emporia High in the road, blacks with the white lettering and the red trim. Emporia across the chest, and Paola will be in their whites with black lettering and black trim with Panthers across the chest. This will be Ediger against Ryan Peake to start as we view it up high from the Panther Dome. Tap is controlled by Emporia High, moving from right to left. In the Ryan Peake, low post right side to get Ryan with an offensive foul to start the game. And that is not good, being aggressive quickly as Emporia High already with a foul on the board. Foul is on Ryan Peake, her first team foul number one. And got to adjust the iPad because I did not set it to quarters. Inbounds here, dribbling up far side. This is Pitzer, her younger sister Maddie, and taking the cup right side was Pitzer, and up for a foul. Pitzer will shoot two free throws for Paola. Foul on Emporia High. Two team fouls already here in the first 46 seconds of this game, and Amanda Pitzer will shoot free throws. First one is good. And Paola is on the board against the fourth-ranked team in 5A. Jamie Butler, former Lady Hornet, dressed in all black like Johnny Cash. Second one for Pitzer is missing. And the rebound picked up by Ryan Peake for Emporia High. Just underway here. And a three. Good by Kermer. Right wing. Addy with a Valuenet Fiber three. Valuenet Fiber always available, always fast, and always reliable. And Emporia High leads. And they almost had a steal. And it's going to stay with Paola on the deflection. Inbound. As Pitzer lost it, picked up by Shively. Shively, and they're going to get a foul on Paola. 7:21 to play here, first quarter. Emporia High leading at 3-1. Foul is on Pitzer for Paola. That's her first. Team foul number one on Paola. Mini inbounds to the left wing. This is DeWitt. It's Emporia High moving from left, right to left. Here's Mini near wing. 3-1 Emporia High. 7:14 to play here, opening quarter. It's Emporia High looking to try to take care of business here. Here's Bennett at the top of the key, swinging around to DeWitt here near wing. DeWitt up top, Bennett. Now Ryan Peake at the free throw line. Benny straight on a three. Yes. Mini hit it from the top. Mini with a Valuenet 5-3. Valuenet 5-3. Always available, always fast, and always reliable. Emporia High leads at 6-1. 6:55 to play here in the first. As Emporia High got down 1-0, now we're on a 6-0 run as Paola will inbound. They inbound and a foul. And they get a travel on Audra Downham at the midcourt stripe. Turnover by Paola. 6:54 to play, opening quarter. 6-1 Emporia High. As Bennett brings up the floor across the timeline, moving from right to left. Here is the whip back to Bennett at the top. Swinging over to Kermer. Right wing, a deep three for Addie. Yeah! She pinballed it in! Value net 5-3 for Kermer. She's got 6. Jamie Butler wants a timeout. And it's a 30, and we'll keep it right here. And that was a value net 5-3. Value net 5-3, always available, always fast, and always reliable. Kermer has 6. Lead is 8 for Emporia High at 9-1. An 8-point lead for the Lady Spartans, and currently 3-for-3 from the field, and they are hitting it from downtown. This is a team that has hardly shot the three really efficient here, but 3-for-3 to start, bingo. Especially here on the road in the Panther Dome. They call it the Panther Dome here in Paola. 6:40 to play here, first quarter, 9-1 Emporia High. Emporia High will bring the press in backcourt. Here's Downham bringing up the floor as Paola moving from left to right. Side view of that here up high of the Panther Dome as the pass was not reeled in by Jocelyn Fuller and a turnover by Paola. Substitution for the Lady Panthers. This will be Yasmin Rutledge. She is a 5'5 junior and sitting down is Amanda Pitzer. So Emporia High, 90 seconds in, leading at 9-1 with the basketball. Here's Addie Kermer at the top of the key. Now swinging over to DeWitt here near side. Bennett here in the near corner. Bounce pass Ryan Peake in the lane. Bounce pass Kermer right wing. Addie looking to attack. Floater from 14. Crawled in and out and crawled back in for Kermer. Kermer has 8. And Addie, a quiet 8, and the lead is 10 for Emporia High. 11-1 and 2 deep on that pass by Paola. It was Downham. And another turnover by the Lady Panthers. So Kermer has 8 of the 11. Emporia High up 10 at 11-1. 2 minutes in. This one's going to get ugly in a hurry. Kermer gets in the front court to Emil Bennett, right side full court. Good Spartan turnout here, making the hour and 20 trip from Emporia. DeWitt far corner. Right in front of the Paola bench. They have the student section right in front of the basket where Emporia High is going. Here's Kermer at the top. Addie gets to the Emil Bennett, dribbling it here near side left wing. Kermer here, left corner, a 3. She wants another. It's an air ball. Rebound Ryan Peake, though. Offensive rebound for Emporia High. They'll reset. 5:23 to play here first quarter. Emporia High up 10. 11-1. Kermer in the far corner. Up top to Bennett. Swinging over to DeWitt. Now Shively left baseline, inside the perimeter, out to Bennett, who reeled in the pass, almost lost the handle. Bounce pass Ryan Peake, a 19-footer from the right side. It's short. It's off the front iron, and the rebound picked up by Paola. That was Abby Edinger with the rebound for Paola. Here's Rutledge, deflected pass, and going to the cup left side, and a teardrop is up and good from 10 feet by Jocelyn Fuller, and that ends a 11-0 Lady Spartan run. Paola down 8 at 11-3. Emporia High with the basketball. Here's DeWitt. Now Shively, a left baseline jumper from 15. Too strong. Kermer backside rebound. Missed the putback. Rebound picked up by Downham, and they're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Paola as Tegan Baker will check in along with Kyla Herkins as Lexi DeWitt sits down and Ryan Peake sits down. Kyla 5'9 senior, Tegan Baker 5'5 senior. 4:34 to play first quarter. Lady Spartans up 8, 11-3. Dribbling up front court. It was deflected at midcourt by Emporia High as Downham was bringing it up the floor. Stays with Paola. Downham will bring it up the floor across the timeline, across the half-court circle here that has a Panther in the center of it. Here in the far corner, that is Edinger. They swing it up top of the key. This is Rutledge. Now over to Downham here, right wing. Her sister Hazel got hurt in December and a turnover on Downham as she traveled at the right on the right wing. As Addison Gutierrez checks in, 5'7 senior. And a good day for the younger Gutierrez. Got the Jones Premier Scholarship for nursing to head to Emporia State. That's a full ride. And I was there for that celebration. Here's Herkins at the left block. Bounce pass to Shively, right baseline. Halfway gone by here, opening quarter. Emporia high up, 11-3. Kermer, left corner, a three. No, it's short. Shively rebound, laces up left side. Good, and the foul for the younger Shively. And he missed from three, and A.J. was there on the backside and laid it up and in from the left side. A.J. is into the book, and she gets a chance at a three-point play. They're going to put the foul on the board, need to get on the board. Foul is on Wicker for Paola. That is her first team foul, number two. Wicker and Fuller out as Pitzer back in, along with Ellie Smale, a 5'7 sophomore. Shively's free throw is good. AJ on the season coming in with 73%. And Emporia High back up 11, their largest lead of the game. It is 14-3. As too deep on that pass, loose ball on the floor, goes out of bounds right in front of the Emporia High cheerleaders, and it goes to Emporia High. So another turnover by Paola, and you look at that, they have six turnovers here in the first almost 4.5 minutes in this game. 3:35 to play here, first quarter. Shively was looking for Baker, and deflecting that pass was Rutledge, and Emporia High coughs it up for the first time. Smale here near side, now Rutledge, now up top to Pitzer against Addie Kermer. Pitzer, a 15-footer, good, and the foul to hoop in the horn. Amanda Pitzer gets the and one, and she'll have a chance at the three-point play. Foul is on Tegan Baker. That is her first. Team foul number three on Emporia High. That'll send Pitzer to the free throw line. She's got three. She's got three of the five, and the free throw crawled in on her. Pitzer has four of the six. Lead is now eight for Emporia High, 14-6. 3:16 to play here, opening quarter. Here's Shively here near corner. AJ looking to attack. Out to Tegan Baker. She wants a three from the right wing. It's off the back iron and missing. And it went over the backboard, top of the backboard. And it's a turnover by Emporia High. So Emporia High now 5-11 shooting. Paola has converted on both of their free throw or field goal attempts. 3 minutes to play here, first quarter. 14-6 Emporia High, as Rutledge was pressured right in front of the Spartan bench, and a foul on Tegan Baker, and Tegan being a little aggressive, and that is the 14th foul, as Tegan will sit down as Bennett back in. No, actually, Kermer will sit down, and now what? Now what? They're going to tell Minnie she's got to go back to the table. Well, put the foul on the board, too, so I know who the foul's on. All right, I knew it was on Tegan. That is Tegan's second. Team foul number four on Emporia High has Bennett in for Kermer. Inbounds has Downham had to chase it, and Downham just threw it halfway across the floor and had no one home there. And another turnover by the homestanding Panthers. 2:53 and counting here in the first quarter. 8-point Lady Spartan advantage at 14-6. After trailing 1-0, they went on an 11-0 run. Paola finding ways to crawl back in it here right now. Here's Shively, right corner. AJ kicks it out to Baker, top of the key. Going to be playing with two fouls. Shively, a baseline jumper from 15 from the right side. AJ has five. AJ might have a career night here. Lead is back to 10 for Emporia High, 16-6. 2:22 to play opening quarter. This is Ediger, right side, now driving right baseline, and go almost went out of bounds, and Rutledge threw it in the hands of Kyla Herpkins. Another turnover by the homestanding Panthers. Here's Gutierrez near wing, now to Bennett, skip pass. This is Shively, right corner, inside, Herpkins, Kyla double team. Shively wants a long two from the corner, no, rebound picked up by Ediger for Paola. Here come the Lady Panthers, down 10. Top of the key, a three, too strong by Smale. Rebound, Smale. How did she get that rebound? It's a jump ball. Goes to Emporia High on the arrow. As substitutions for both teams, as Downham and Edinger out. I believe Fuller and Wicker came back in. Emporia High had some subs. Zayla Pearson's in and just turned the ball over. And also in for Emporia High is Lexi DeWitt. Paola with the ball, and Paola just turned it over again in front court. Kermer quickly off the bench. As Kermer came back in, as Gutierrez came back out. 1:18 to play here, first quarter. 16-6 Emporia High. Shively in the lane on the baseline. She stepped. AJ just being had to tiptoe the line right underneath the bucket and turned it over. Substitution for Paola. Audra Downham back in for Paola as Rutledge will sit back down. Emporia High up 10 at 16-6. 1:14 to play here, opening quarter. Once again, got to thank John Norford providing me with transportation to Paola. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John Norford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. As Paola threw in the back, but they get a foul on Zeta Pearson. Zeta's first. Team foul number 5 on Emporia High. And it's free throws for Ellie Smale, 5'7", sophomore. The first one for Smale is nothing but that. Smale, her first point of the evening, cuts it to 9. Smale eyes the mark on the second and switched the second one home. Smale with 2. Lead is 8 for Emporia High, 16-8. Nearing a minute to play, Minnie, a teardrop from 14. No. Rebound picked up by Paola. It was Wicker. Here comes Paola as Emporia High pressing. Here's a skip pass, now dribbling up far side. It is Fuller. She almost lost the handle. She got trapped and gets to the Pitzer. Time to key. Now over right wing to Smale. And a travel on Smale. And another turnover by Paola with 44.2 to play here in the opening quarter. That is Paola's 11th turnover here in the first quarter. Emporia High up 8. 16-8. They have led by as many as 11. 35 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Emil Bennett looking to dribble this one out to end this first quarter. There's Addie Kermer near side full court. Kermer gets it to Bennett at the top of the key, nearing midcourt. Emporia High with it in front court, though. In between the circles, Minnie going to direct traffic with 15. Bennett, a right-handed dribble, needs some help. Gets over to the whip far wing. Now Shively takes a 19-footer from the baseline. Too strong, but it bounced in for A.J. DeWitt with the assist. A.J. has 7. Here's a heave by Downham, and that is off the mark. Didn't even draw iron. Emporia High leads it by 10, 18-8. The second quarter is next in a minute. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, live and local.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Paola, Emporia High leads it 18-8 here at the Panther Dome here in Paola. Paola with the basketball, bringing it up the floor. This is Downham. Bringing it up the floor as I got to get our social media post. Right-handed layup is crawling in for Audra Downham. That's her first basket. Paola within 8. At 18-10, Emporia High. That's where you're just underway. DeWitt, a left wing 3, too strong. Hit the top of the backboard, and it's going to Paola on the turnover. So it went over the top of the backboard. Paola will bring it up the floor as they are now down 8. As they get it baseline, this is Fuller, and she got it deflected. Stays with Paola. 7:27 to play here, opening quarter. Lady Spartans up 18-10. Downham will inbound, who just scored that first bucket, and a near steal by DeWitt, and they get a foul on who? Near official called it. They're going to get the foul on Downham as the steal, and Downham with her first personal foul. Team foul number one on Paola here in the second stanza. 18-10 Emporia High, 7:15 to play here in the first half. In the first half from Paola, Ryan Peek out the block right side. Ryan kicks out to Kermer. Addy, a teardrop from 14, rimming out. Rebound picked up by Paola. It was picked up by Edinger. A layup right side is good by Abby Edinger. As Edinger is into the book, and this is a six-point game at 18-12, 6:46 to play here in the second. DeWitt bounce pass to Minnie in the lane, layup right side, no. Minnie will go to the free throw line for two free throws. Foul is on Paola, and Minnie will go to the free throw line. Foul is on Pitzer, that's her second, team foul number two. Minnie will go to the free throw line. Mill Bennett, 58% on the season for the future Bakers soccer player. First one too strong for Minnie. Back into the lineup for Paola is Yasmin Rutledge as Pitzer will sit down with two. Minnie can gotta get this back to seven. Spins the ball, second one on the way for Minnie, nothing but net. Emil Bennett has four. Emporia High back up 7, 19-12. 6:36 to play here in the first half. From Paola, and a travel on Downham. And the turnovers continue to rack up for the homestanding Paola Panthers, who will be going on the road in the 4A playoffs, and that is turnover number 13. They have more turnovers than they do points. And the Ryan Peek in the lane. Ryan to the cup, right side, left too strong. Rebound picked up by Paola. I gotta get Ryan back into the iPad. Rebound was picked up by Edinger. 19-12 Emporia High up 7. 6:12 to play first half. Emporia High got to continue their defensive pressure. And Downham was pressured by DeWitt and is stolen by Bennett. Bennett left wing a three short. Rebound out of bounds. Going to Paola. It was last touched inside by Shively. Starting five out there for Emporia High. It's Pete Kermer, Bennett, DeWitt, and A.J. A.J. with seven. Lead the way for the Lady Spartans. Down them trap. Luda Austin is stolen by Shively. A.J. just everywhere in this game. A.J. left wing, a three shot. Make the three from the near wing. A.J. has not scored in double figures in her varsity career, and she's got seven. Ryan Peek at the free throw line. Now here, Addie Kermer, and got called for steps. You don't see Addie Kermer doing that too much, traveling with a basketball for the future Lady Hornet. 5:34 to play here in the first half, 19-12 Emporia High. Once again, I want to thank John Norford for providing me with transportation to Paola. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John Norford, great deal better on West Highway 50. As the free throw line jumper was off too strong by Wicker, the rebound was by Edinger, and she will get two free throws, and they will get the foul on Emporia High, and that is on Ryan Peek. That is her first. Team foul number one on Emporia High. I believe Carolyn Dorsey wants time. 19-12 Emporia High is a 34 Emporia High, and we'll keep it right here as Abby Edinger will shoot two free throws out of the timeout. 5:25 to play here in the first half, 19-12 Emporia High. Well, you heard it in pregame with Carolyn Dorsey. You know the two Lady Hornets, coached by Brandon Schneider, and I can tell you this, Carolyn Dorsey is fired up in that huddle across the way, and she just slammed her marker board, and she is giving it to her team in this one. And I just took the backup headset and turned on our crowd mic, and you could hear it. So So Kyla Herkins will come back in. Ryan Peek out. And Kyla, so on the floor, so Kyla will come in for who? Ryan Peek will sit down. 5:25 to play here in the first half. Emporia High up 7. Inbound, this is Audra Downham at the top of the key. Downham, a left-handed dribble near the top. Downham, guarded, face guarded, good by DeWitt. Bulldog Jr. bringing the pressure, and a steal by Bennett. Rutledge got her pocket picked by Minnie, and going to the cup right side is DeWitt. Layup baked in for Bulldog Jr. A transition bucket for Emporia High. DeWitt is into the book, and the lead is back to 9 for Emporia High. Maybe a little motivation for Carolyn Dorsey, and that timeout gave it to the Lady Spartans. 9-point Lady Spartan advantage at 21-12. 4:17 to play here in the first half. Here's Rutledge here near wing. She'll take a long three. Rimmed out on her. Addie Kermer with a rebound for Emporia High. Lady Spartans looking to go to work. Addie, free throw line jumper and stepped inside. Missed it. Rebound Kermer. And Shively got it back. So Kermer missed the putback. Shively got the rebound. DeWitt, left corner three. It's good! Bulldog Jr. loves the corner threes. And that's a value net fiver three. Value net fiver, always available, always fast, and always reliable. Five for DeWitt. And they have doubled up Paola. It is a 12-point lead. Largest lead of the game for Emporia High. 24-12 and another Paola turnover. Down and throw it away again. 24-12 Emporia High. 4:11 to play here in the first half. As Smail back in, as Downham will go to the bench. Nearing the halfway point here in the first half, Emporia High looking to cook here. They lead it 24-12. Maybe some motivation from their head coach, Shively. A baseline jumper from the right side. It's an air ball. Rebound DeWitt. Emporia High second chance look at it. DeWitt wants a second from the same corner. It's short. Rebound Herkins. Loose on the floor. Kyla got it, though. And they'll reset DeWitt with it. DeWitt to Bennett here near wing. Emporia High up 12, 24-12. 3:43 to play here in the first half. From Paola. Emporia High looking for their 16th consecutive win. They're trying to get to 18-1 before a big girl matchup tomorrow night at Washburn Rural. And a steal as Herkins lost it. It is stolen by Rutledge. Rutledge at the left elbow. Takes a long shot. Didn't even draw iron. It was an air ball badly. Rebound out of bounds. And it stays with Paola. It was last touched by Herkins. As Gutierrez back in for Emporia High. Herkins sits down. Pitzer came back in. Or Shively came out as Herkins stays in. Paola will inbound. This is Edinger, far side. DeWitt to the floor and a steal by Bennett. Emporia High forcing turnovers left and right. DeWitt has to chase it down on the pass by Bennett. Minnie, far side, right side, full court. 3:10 to play first half. Spartans up 12. Almost a near steal. It was deflected in the backcourt. Bennett had to chase it down. And Rutledge, the best defensive player. Here's a baseline jumper from 19 for Gutierrez. No rebound picked up by Wicker. And now a foul on Emporia High as Edinger had it. And she got fouled by Emporia High. Foul is on Kermer. That is her first. Team foul number 2. As Bennett and Herkins out. Zeta Pearson back in along with Shively came back in on that dead ball. 2:49 to play here first half. Lady Spartans up 12. And another foul on Emporia High. It's a hold. And they are going to get AJ, I believe. And they will get Shively, and that is her first. Team foul number 3 on Emporia High. And you don't want AJ getting the foul trouble. One of the better defenders for this Lady Spartan team. Remember, she fouled out of multiple games, including that Manhattan game where Emporia High led by 1-1 as Edinger lost it. Stolen by AJ. Here's Kermer to the cup left side, left short. AJ rebound, put back, yes, and the foul for AJ. She has a career high. Kermer missed it from point blank, but AJ was there to clean it up and in. She gets the hoop in the arm. She got a new career high of 9, looking for double digits for the first time in her Lady Spartan career. Foul is on Smail, her first. Team foul number 3. AJ is in double figures for the first time in her Lady Spartan career. AJ with 10, and Emporia High leads it by 15. That 27-12, 2.5 to play here in the first half. Edinger, left corner of 3. It's an air ball. Rebound picked up by Gutierrez for Emporia High. Lady Spartans looking to push. AJ at the free throw line. Kicks out Zeta. Top of the key. Kermer for three. No, short. Rebound Gutierrez. And a foul from behind on Rutledge on the rebound. No, they're going to get a jump ball. It stays with Emporia High, though, on the arrow. A good rebound from Gutierrez. DeWitt will play it in to the left of her own bucket right in front of the student section for Paola. Small but mighty. Inbounds up time of the key. This is Gutierrez. Swing over to Kermer here near wing. 2:10 to play here first half. Lady Spartans up 15. And the Zeta left-handed layup. Good. The assist to Kermer. Zeta is into the book. Kermer with the dime. And Emporia High leads it by 17 now at 29-12. 1:57 to play here in the first half. Emporia High starting to cook here as that motivation by Carolyn Dorsey was very good as rimming out on it. A teardrop from the right side by Amanda Pitzer. Rebound picked up by Emporia High. A whistle in front court. On who? It is going against the homestanding Panthers. Foul is on. They will get it on Smail. That is her second team. Or no, they got it on Rutledge instead, and that is her first. Team foul number four on Paola and whistles, and now what? Now they're going to move. It's a foul away from the ball. And it's two free throws for AJ. Foul is on Pitzer. No, they get it on Rutledge. That is her second. Team foul number five, and AJ will shoot two more. Shively with 10. New career high. First one is too strong for AJ. Bennett back in for Emporia High. Kermer's going to sit down. As Rutledge and Smail out. Wicker back in along with Fuller. Audra Downham came back in. Second one for AJ. Missed them both. Rebound picked up by Paola. 29-12 Emporia High. 1:35 to play here in the opening half. And a steal by DeWitt. DeWitt looking to go coast to coast. Left side is on the way. And she breaks it off the glass and in. Bulldog Jr. Lexi DeWitt has 7. 19-point Lady Spartan advantage. And this is what it's supposed to be at 31-12. As Emporia High know they could come in here and win this game. They're going to get an offensive foul on Paola. Well, Paola made it very interesting. And an offensive foul. It's a charge on Downham. That is Downham second. As I believe Smail came back in for Downham, who just picked up number two. Nearing 1:10 to play here in the first half. Lady Spartans in command, leading it by 19 at 31-12. DeWitt in between the circles. Now to Bennett right wing. Now DeWitt left wing swinging to the Chively here near corner. Up top DeWitt. Now Zeta at the free throw line. Zeta in the lane, lost the handle, got it back, gets it to the cutting DeWitt. DeWitt to the cup right side, left, no, but Bulldog Jr. will get two free throws for Lexi DeWitt. And another foul on Paola. Foul is on Rutledge, and that will, or actually it is on Smail. That is her second. First one good for Bulldog Jr. DeWitt, or did she miss it? They haven't put it on the board yet. Shively out, is Kermer back in. I guess they didn't put it on the board, so DeWitt missed the front end. Second one for DeWitt, too strong. Missed them both. Rebound picked up by Wicker for Paola. 31-12 Emporia High. 47 seconds to play. Entry pass in the Wicker, and she got her pocket picked by Zeta Pearson. Emporia High will go to work with 37 seconds to play here in the first half, up 19. Just dominating this game after Carolyn Dorsey called a timeout when Paola got within 6. It might have been 8. But it was at least 2 possessions. Bennett right side to Gutierrez, 19 seconds. Gutierrez with a left-handed dribble far side, and she threw it into the hands of Abby Edinger for Paola, and they get in the front court. Here is Fuller here near side. Up top, Smail, 5 seconds. Now the Pitzer time of the key. Shot fake. Takes a teardrop from 17. No. Rebound Bennett. And that's going to do it for the first half. Well, Emporia High going to take control here. They lead it 31-12. here at the break at Paola. The Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show is next. 31-12 Emporia High. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th and Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
31-12 Emporia High as we are at halftime here at the Panther Dome in Paola with studio coordinator Connie Osorio. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Well, you look at that first half real quick, and Carolyn Dorsey called that timeout when Paola pulled within six at 18-12, and after that, Emporia High went on a 13-0 run in the first half. So 31-12, Emporia High leading it here at the break. Let's go over our halftime stats. They are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Carrying on the tradition, trust and traditions in 1928, Paola, 4 of 12 from the field, 33%. They were 0 of 4 from 3, and they were 4 of 5 at the free throw line. They rebounded the ball 14 times, had 22 turnovers. Amanda Pitzer with 4, Jocelyn Fuller, Ellie Smale, Abby Ediger, and Audra Downham each with 2 for Paola. For Emporia High, they were 12 of 31, 39%. They were 4 of 11 from beyond the arc, that's 36%. They were 3 of 8 from the free throw line, that's 38%. 15 rebounds and 6 turnovers for the Lady Spartans. 10 from Alexa Shively, that's a new career high for the senior. Addie Kermer has 8, Lexi DeWitt with 7, Mill Bennett with 4, and Zeta Pearson with a bucket. That gets you the 31. Those are your halftime stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and traditions since 1928. Take another break. When we come back, we'll talk about more here from Paola. 31-12, Emporia High leading it. We're back in a moment. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we have some sweetheart offers for you, like a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab for just $59.99. Or well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR financing up to 72 months. Attention current Chevy owners, get a new 2024 Chevy Equinox and get up to $2,800 off MSRP. Or get $1,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Trailblazer. Come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963.
by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
KVOE, live and local.
KVOE, live and local.
31-12 Emporia High here at the break. Here in the Panther Dome with studio coordinator Connie Osorio, I'm Dylan Shorewood. Well, this is a very unique night with not that many games being played in the big classifications. A lot of teams with their regular seasons wrapped up already. I know a lot of the Centennial League had their games done by Tuesday night, except one more Centennial League matchup, doubleheader tomorrow night at the Washburn Rural Activities Center with Emporia High and Washburn Rural playing in the House of Blues tomorrow night. And big ones for both the Spartans and Lady Spartans. I know Carolyn Dorsey a little frustrated when she called that timeout as they went on a 13-0 run. But big one tomorrow night. Well, real quickly, let's go over the sub-state standings in Class 5A right now. As right now, Emporia High, a win tonight would depend on the margin of victory. They could still be in that 3 spot, but May South currently has the 2 spot because they are 18-1. If Emporia High wins tonight, they will tie it, but May South will have it the edge on marginal points. But even if Emporia High does drop a game before sub-state, they, like I mentioned, they can't be anywhere lower than 3. If the postseason were to start today, the Lady Spartans would be the 3, and they would take on Topeka West, would be a former Centennial League foe coming to Spartan Gymnasium. And I can tell you this, I don't know if Carolyn Dorsey would love this, but the 6th seed would be Great Bend and the 11 is Salina Central. And knowing about both those teams very well, it would be an interesting sub-state championship game in Spartan Gymnasium. And once again, they play the Lady Spartans' first sub-state game will be Wednesday night at Spartan Gymnasium. Keisha will release the brackets on Saturday morning. I don't know if we'll know the matchup on sport when we have Sports Talk, but we should know the matchup by midday on Saturday. So right now, if the season ended and sub-state, if the seeding began today, Emporia High would take on Topeka West in Spartan Gymnasium. Let's take a break. This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. The third quarter is next. Emporia High leads at 31-12. We're back in a moment. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we have some sweetheart offers for you, like a 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab for just $59.99. Or well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR financing up to 72 months. Attention current Chevy owners. Get a new 2024 Chevy Equinox and get up to $2,800 off MSRP. Or get $1,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Chevy Trailblazer. Come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. The second half is next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages. Contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
Live and local.
Third quarter about to get underway here from the Panther Dome here at Paola High School. Fancy entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at KVOE.com/listen. Can't listen again? Follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game, brought to you by Goods Cash Saver and Country Mart. Got to thank John North Ford for providing me with transportation to tonight's doubleheader. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. Starting five back out for Emporia High. It's Pete Kermer, Bennett DeWitt, and Shively, as it'll be Fuller, Wicker, Pitzer, Edinger, and Downham for Paola, moving from right to left, moving to my left. Here to start the second half, Edinger right side. Now the Pitzer right wing, and a reach in on Kermer. At his second, team foul number one. 7:49 to play here in the third quarter. Lady Spartans with their largest lead of the game now at 31-12. Inbounds, has the inbound pass too deep by Wicker, stolen by Shively. Shively right side, missed all of it. Rebound picked up by Kermer. She's going to go up for a motion. DeWitt right side. They're going to get DeWitt with an offensive foul. And Carolyn Dorsey shouting at the official near side, just saying, really? Bulldog Jr. being aggressive to the bucket, gets called with a charge. DeWitt second, team foul number two. Here comes Paola, and a steal by Bennett as Pitzer lost it. Stolen by Emporia High. Kermer, a teardrop too strong, didn't even draw iron. Left side. Rebound picked up by Jocelyn Fuller for Paola. Paola in the home whites, black lettering and the black trim. They get in the front court to Downham, dribbling in front of our head coach. Downham to the cup right side, laid it up and in. Audra Downham has four. 17-point Lady Spartan advantage, 31-14. 7:03 to play here in the third quarter. Swing over to Bennett, left wing, and Emporia High moving from left to right. Kermer in the corner, far corner, a three, rimmed out. Rebound picked up by Edinger for Paola. That one was halfway in and halfway out. Swing it over to Pitzer, right side, right wing, taking it a cup, floater short. Right side, rebound to Shively, who has her fifth rebound of the night. Bulldog Jr. for three. As DeWitt missed it, rebound on a bounce, last touch by Shively. It goes to Paola. Well, DeWitt loves that far corner, but this is not a Spartan gymnasium. They inbound. They swing it over. They bring it up the floor. Pitzer trying to get it across the timeline before 10 is called. Pitzer lost it. Stolen by AJ. Shively as Emporia High, 2-on-2. Kermer to cut left side. And she hit the shot from 12. And Kermer was taking it to the cup. And Paola thought they would draw an offensive foul. But Kermer with 10. And back to a 19-point lead at 33-14. 5:57 to play here in the third. As Paola brings back in Rutledge for Pitzer. Here's a trap and a foul on Emporia High. It's a push. Will they get DeWitt or Shively? They get it on AJ. That is her second and the third team foul on Emporia High. Here in the third. Bring it up the floor. This is Fuller in the far corner. Now right wing. This is Downham. Downham at the top. Against Shively, face guarding. Now the Rutledge, right wing. Skip pass, deflect is stolen by AJ. AJ's having a good game here tonight. AJ to the cup, right side, lays it up and in. Transition bucket for AJ, who's got 12, building that career high. And the lead is 21 for Emporia High, now at 35-14. 5:23 to play, and a holding foul on Emporia High. And now the official that was in front court, they say AJ with her third, but they didn't put it on the board. They're gonna wave off that foul. Timeout called by Paola. 30-second timeout for Paola, and we'll keep it right here. We are under 5.5 to play in the third, and the Lady Spartans in command, leading 35-14. And I know Pala cut it to 6 at 18-12. Emporia High outscoring Pala since 17-2. Now this is going to be interesting as A.J. did come out of the ballgame as Tegan Baker back in for Emporia High. 5:22 because they put the timer on the timeout, the duration on the board. You don't usually see that on places. But Emporia High of 21 as another trap was set, but Audra Downham dribbled out of it. Downham far side and threw it away, and it's stolen by Kermer. Kermer going to a cup right side, layup is good, and a foul, hooping the heart for Kermer. She's got 12, looking for 13. Extends the lead to 23, maybe 24. Foul is on Rutledge for Paola. That's her third. Team foul number one. She'll sit down as Smail back in. Addie Kermer to the free throw line for one. Addie 74%. Spins the ball. The free throw on the way. Rimmed out. Rebound Fuller. 37-14. Emporia High nearing 5 minutes to play here in the third. Well, Emporia High not shooting the free throws very well here tonight. As right now, you look at it, they're 4 of 13 from the charity stripe. That's not going to do it. That's not going to win a ball game tomorrow night at Washburn Roll if Emporia High struggles from the line. Now, left side by Downham is up and in. Downham has 6. 21-point Emporia High lead, 37-16. 4:40 to play here in the third. Skip pass, Kermer, right wing. Addie steps in. Teardrop from 13. Too strong. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Ettinger for Paola. Here come the Lady Panthers, almost a near steal as DeWitt was reaching in, but no foul. This cannot be too conservative and be aggressive in this one as Bennett reached in, but Benny with great defense. That's a turnover by Downham at the top of the key on the travel. Zayda Pearson back in for Emporia High. Ryan Peake sits down. 4:18 to play here in the third. Lady Spartans in command, leading 37-16. There's Bennett swinging over to Zeta. Zeta right baseline. Zeta at the block to a cutting. Bennett laid it up from the left side. Mini from Zeta. Bennett has 6. 23-point lead for Emporia High, 39-16. Under 4 to play. And deflected. Loose on the floor. It is stolen by Kermer. Or Zeta with it. Kermer a cutting. Cuts to the left side. Lay it up and in. And Bennett gets the assist. Kermer has 14, and the lead is 25 now for Emporia High at 41-16. 3:37 to play here in the third. This one's getting out of hand. And another steal, and Ettinger just threw it in the hands of Kermer. Bennett left wing, and Kyla at the block to a cutting Kermer. Floater, yes! Oh, my goodness. Kermer from Perkins. Kermer with 16. Lead is 27 for Emporia High, 43-16. Jamie Butler wants time. Full timeout, let's get a 30, and we haven't had a full timeout called here. 3:12 to play here in the third. Lady Spartans up 27, 43-16. We're back in 30. This is Lady Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High in command leading 43-16. They were up 18-12 when Carolyn Dorsey called a timeout. And Emporia High has gone to work since. That is a 25-4 run since that six-point Lady Spartan advantage about midway through the second quarter. Emporia High has Baker, Shively, Herkins, Kermer, and Pearson. As for Paola, they have Pitzer, Rutledge, Smail, Ettinger, and Wicker. as Emporia High still bringing the pressure. And a steal by A.J., and losing the handle was Smale, stolen by A.J. A.J. still having a good night with 12. In the Zeta left block, Zeta hook shot, banked in left side. Zeta with four. And the lead is 31 for Emporia High, 45-16. Actually 29, my correction, 45-16. Emporia High, 2:48 to play here in the third. And they get A.J. with a foul, her third, team foul number four. Bennett and Gutierrez back in as Shively and Kermer sit down. Emporia High going to go back to work defensively, leading by 29. Pitzer, a free throw line teardrop, no. Rebound picked up by Smale, and a three missing by Rutledge. Rebound Herkins. Here comes Emporia High up the floor, and Baker drew a foul against Downham. For Downham, that'll be her fourth. Team foul number two on the Lady Panthers. I got Downham with four. Board says three. Bennett at the top of the key. Gets to the Kyla Herkins right baseline. Skip pass to Tegan Baker. 17-footer from the left baseline. Swished it home. Tegan Baker from Kyla Herkins. Tegan is into the book. Lead is 31 for Emporia High, and another near steal by Emporia High. Deflected right across the scorer's table, and it's going to Emporia High. Another turnover by Paola, and it's 47-16. Emporia High up 31, 2:08 to play here in the third. Zeta Pearson, right corner, up top Perkins. Swinging it to Tegan Baker. Damina Zapata will check in at the next opportunity. I believe they got a double dribble on Gutierrez. And they did. Damia Zapata will check in, 5'6 senior. And Herkins will sit down. Well, Emporia High doesn't have a deep bench like they did on Friday night, on senior night, when they had Aubrey Hess, Audrey Cunningham, and Moore, and almost a steal by Zeta here near wing, up top Rutledge. Rutledge at the right elbow, gets out. Pitzer, top of the key. Shot fake. Pitzer at the left elbow. Now out to Smale. Left wing, a three, no. Long rebound, out of bounds. It was touched by Rutledge. It's going to Emporia High. Taylor Cunningham's going to come in, 5'6 senior. Well, this is good. Up 31. Time for Carolyn Dorsey to continue to sub in and out as Bennett will sit down. Well, you're probably going to see the starting five play the first maybe minute of the fourth quarter. Baker gets in the front court to Gutierrez. Now Damia Zapata in the lane. Kicks it out. Taylor Cunningham. Left wing a three. Short. Rebound picked up by Rutledge, and another turnover by Paola. Emporia High has it in front court. 1:19 to play third quarter. 47-16 Emporia High up 31. Taylor Cunningham has scored only 9 points in her career. Here's Gutierrez, near far corner. I know Gutierrez wants to score tonight after getting that full ride scholarship today. And the Damia in the lane kicks it out to Gutierrez inside the arc left wing. Now Tegan Baker with it right wing. Now top Zeta. Now Cunningham left wing a three. Rimmed out on her. Rebound loose and picked up by Wicker. Foul is on Gutierrez. That is Hattie's first. Team foul number five. And with 50.9 to play here in the period, it will send Brylan Wicker to the free throw line. She hasn't scored tonight. First one is in and out. Fuller back in for Paola, as Downing will sit down with four. One more for Wicker. Second one on the way. Too strong. Rebound picked up by Zapata. Still a 31-point lead at 47-16. 45 seconds to play. Lauren Williams will come in at the next opportunity. She was at the table. Edinger at the table. Here is Taylor Cunningham. Will dribble it out. Left side full court. 28 seconds to play third quarter. Emporia High in command. They are leading it big time at 31 right now at 47-16. 16 seconds. Taylor, a left-handed dribble. Bounce pass into the Emporia High bench. It was deflected. Stays with Emporia High with 11.1 to play here in the third. Taylor will inbound up top to Baker. Gets it to Demia. Now Taylor, left wing, a three. Third time a charm. Was partially blocked. Rebound picked up by Zeta. Now Zeta for three. Left wing, no. Rebound picked up by Fuller. Now do it for the third. 47-16, Emporia High. The fourth quarter is next. It's going to go by fast. We're back in a minute. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Goods. By Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longpineauto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ValuNet Fiber. Always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 per month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie in Emporia.
KVOE, live and local.
Live and local.
Fourth quarter about to get underway here from Paola. Emporia High sends their starting five back out to start the fourth quarter, and it's going to be a running clock. Emporia High will play here midcourt. So I view it about 10 rows up from the floor here at Paola. Here's Kermer. Kermer looking to go to the cup left side. Floater on the way. Banked in off the glass and in. Kermer has the quietest 18 you ever imagined, but also she had a quiet 30 against Topeka High at home. 49-16, Emporia High up 33, 7:38 and counting. Here's Downham, gets it to Rutledge, right wing, an entry pass into Edinger, and the pass was deflected, peaked to the floor, stays with Paola, they still have it. Here's a crazy shot by Rutledge, she missed it, but the putback is up and in by Jocelyn Fuller. She's got four. 31-point Emporia High lead at 49-18, 7:15 remaining, Emporia High has a line change at the table. I don't know if the younger DeWitt is going to come in tonight, either Adea Hefner as well, and Katie Smart also on the bench for Emporia High. Katie made her first varsity appearance on Friday night. Kermer left wing, Addy kicks out to Bennett right wing. Well, the starting five, and they get in, and a bounce by A.J. She'll get two free throws as she went up right side at the cup, and A.J. going to continue to build off that career high as the clock continues to roll here. They will get the foul on Edinger for Paola. That is her first, team foul number one. A.J. to the line for two. A.J. with 12, first one, good. A.J. with 13. Everyone will come out as Gutierrez will come in for A.J. after the free throw. So it's Lauren Williams, Taylor Cunningham, Demia Zapata, and Zeta Pearson. And Taylor Cunningham in there. Second one for A.J. Yes, got them both. A.J. is going to leave the lineup with a career-high 14. Most likely going to be our player of the game. I know Kermer had 18, but A.J. with a career-high here tonight. Emporia High leads at 51-18. Should be 51-18. But on the board, A.J. hit two free throws. 51-18, 5:40 to play. Up top to, and a steal as stolen by Demia. Now Taylor Cunningham left wing. Well, the iPad says 51-18. Or they get into Demia in the lane. Lost a handle and she's fouled. With 5:20 to play. Why didn't he put the second free throw on the board? Foul is on Smale. That is her third. Team foul number two. Damia Zapata will go to the free throw line for two. Damia looking to get in the book tonight. She's 0 for 1 on the season from the free throw line and makes her first free throw of the season. As the clock will continue the roll here, 4:50 to play. Damia is into the book. A second one on the way. Damia hit them both. Zapata with her first 2 points of the night. It is 52-18. Emporia High, well, I'll have to take off a point by Shively. And as Emporia High with another turnover, they force another one. Lauren Williams up top. Gutierrez into the iPad. Lauren Williams at the left elbow. Now Cunningham swinging over to Gutierrez. Here near wing. Now Lauren, left wing. Now Taylor. She's going to shoot a three. And she hit a three from the left corner. Taylor Cunningham, her only varsity points have come in the Glacier's Edge tournament. And for the first time, Taylor has not scored has scored outside of a game in the Glacier's Edge. That's a Valunet Fiber 3. Valunet Fiber, always available, always fast, always reliable. 55-18, down and left wing a three, too strong. Rebound Rutledge and a foul on Emporia High. Foul is on. We near 3.5 to play. 55-18. Foul is on Taylor Cunningham, her first. Team foul number two. As Edinger and Downing out, Pitzer back in. Here's Pitzer with a teardrop short. Rebound picked up by Smale. Here's a jumper by Rutledge from the left side. Rutledge with her first basket, and Emporia High is going to send subs. Substitution timeout. Adea Hefner's in, 6 foot junior. Kaylee DeWitt, 5'8 freshman. And Katie Smart is in. She is a 5'8 junior. 5'8 junior. Katie plays for Oscar Macias on the soccer team. 3 minutes to play. Emporia High going to win this one. And a steal by Paolas. Emporia High being a little too conservative with the ball and missing the shot left side was Pitzer. Rebound picked up by Smale. Pitzer right wing a deep three. No. Rebound picked up by Wicker. And now Smale looking to go. Here's a left wing three. No, off the back iron for Rutledge. Rebound picked up by Katie Smart for Emporia High. Katie had a crazy hook shot for an and one in the JV game. Here's Kaylee DeWitt who made the Tower of Power shot yesterday in practice. Damia in the lane. Teardrop on the way. No, crawled off. Rebound Lauren Williams from Emporia High. And Gutierrez, or younger DeWitt to the floor. Whistle. 55-20 is our score. They will get Rutledge with her fourth personal foul. Team foul number three. As Ruby Kane in. A 5'7 freshman. Also in Rachel Astrip. She's a 5'6 sophomore. And I did not have a 30 in the book. Here's Lauren Williams, a jumper, missing. Rebound to Mia. And the younger DeWitt deflected it. It stays with Emporia High. They have it with 90 seconds to play, up 35 at 55-20. Well, Emporia High going to win its 16th straight game. They go for 17 tomorrow. Into the younger DeWitt, left corner at three, too strong. Long rebound tracked down by, as I got to get this one into the iPad. This is Grace McCoradale, a 5'9 sophomore with the rebound. They will get Katie Smart with the foul. That is, I got to get the younger DeWitt into the iPad. As she missed the three, and the rebound was by Paola. Up top, this is Ruby Kane. They swing over to A-strip. And now a foul on Emporia High with 43 seconds. Lauren Williams will be called with a foul. That is her first. Team foul number two on Emporia High. Or team foul number three. Inbounds out to McCoradale. A jumper from the left right side. No. The two free throws coming up for Paola, and the clock is under 30 seconds. Foul is on Adea Hefner for Emporia High. Adea has not scored this season. First one is good by McCoradale. Makes it 55-21. She'll miss in the short on the second. Rebound picked up. Here's a three missing by Smail, and that will do it for this one. Emporia High wins its 17th straight game. They win it 55-21 over Paola, fourth-ranked team in 5A, now 18-1 on the season. Let's take a break. We'll come back with stats, play of the game, and player of the game next. Lady Spartans win it 55-21 over Paola. We're back after this. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
KVOE, live and local.
Welcome back to Paola as Emporia High wins it 55-21. Now here in the Frontier League, they only go 15 minutes in between games. Let's go over our game stats. They are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Carry on the trust and tradition since 1928. For Paola, they were led by Audra Downham with 6, 4 each, Jocelyn Fuller and Amanda Pitzer, 2 each, Asmin Rutledge, Ellie Smale, and Abby Edinger, 1 from Grace McCoradale. Paola was 8 of 27, 30% from the field, 0 of 10 from 3, 5 of 9 at the line for 56%. They had 28 rebounds and had 35 turnovers. For Emporia High, 2 in double figures led by Addie Kermer with 18. Lexa Shively with 13 on the night, new career high. First time she scored in double figures this in her Lady Spartan career. 7 from Lexi DeWitt, 6 Emile Bennett, 4 Zeta Pearson, 2 Tegan Baker, 2 Demia Zapata, Taylor Cunningham with 3. Emile Bennett had 6. Lauren Williams, Ryan Peak, Addison Gutierrez, Kyla Herkins, Adea Hefner, Kaylee DeWitt, and Katie Smart played but did not score. Emporia High was 22 of 53 from the field, 42%, 5 of 19 from 3, 26%. They were 6 of 12 at the free throw line, 50%. They rebounded the ball 23 times, and they had 9 turnovers on the night. Those are your game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Carry on the trust and tradition since 1928. Time now for our play of the game brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6. And going through the iPad. I'm going to go with this shot in the third quarter. Alexa Shively hit this shot to put Emporia High up 21-35-14 early in the third quarter. That is our play of the game brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6. Time now for our player of the game brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Going with Lexa Shively tonight, career high 13 for AJ, as AJ scores for the first time in double figures in their Lady Spartan career. Once again, Alexa Shively is our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, the Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. They'll do it for the girls' game. Lee Baldwin show is next, as the boys trying to bounce back from a two-game slide. Lee Baldwin show is next. This is Emporia High Basketball.